Hey, what's up? We're live on Instagram, Todd.
Did you cut the tip off of that?
I did not cut the tip off of that.
Did you watch the Golden Globes last night?
Todd, that's nerd news. We haven't started the show yet. I have a whole thing.
A whole thing
planned.
What?
Do you want to start 2020 arguing on the Monday Mass
We already started 2020 last week.
But no, you want to start our Monday Mass 2020
arguing?
Season with an argument.
Yes.
We're going to get to the Golden Globes.
Okay, but you, all right, so you just have that.
I have it written down.
Being conversational.
Well, don't.
Fuck.
Don't talk to me.
You're such
talk to the people.
Buzz Killington.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
First of all, welcome to the future. 2020, Todd.
You know, if you put, I heard that if you fill out checks and stuff like that, and you put 20 on there instead of 2020,
yeah,
like it'll fuck up computers. It'll like.
Y2K.
No.
Okay.
But it'll mess with them.
I love messing with computers.
It'll mess with your stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is still, after all these years, the world's greatest action sports podcast. I'm Chris Cote. This is Todd Richards.
Hey,
you
can do it.
For the
Go
people
ahead.
That don't know.
You can do
this
Go
is
ahead.
The world's greatest. And I guess it was certified last year.
Well, we're certifiable.
We were the world's greatest, and now we've been the greatest, world's greatest action sports podcast throughout the entirety of 2020.
Couple of years running now.
Yeah. And before we get into surf, skate, snow, and nerd news, let's talk about our glorious sponsors that are still with us, you know.
Thank God.
They came with us from last year. I actually haven't talked to any of them, so I'm just going to assume we still have all the same sponsors. Adventure.io. 2020 is the year for you to get out there and do something cool.
When is the thing with the dude?
Next week we have right now.
What is the date?
January 13th.
Okay, as long as he knows.
Oh, he knows. He's flying from Texas.
Oh, wait. Someone's flying here?
Our friend. We don't know him yet. Rhino 858 is coming from Texas as part of an Adventure.io
adventure.
See, I
just figured because it was 858, he was like local.
Maybe I'm reading it wrong. His name's Ryan. He's coming to experience a day at the Monday Mass with Chris and Todd through our friends at Adventure.io. Get the app, Adventure.io app. OGO bags got us around the world and back in 2019. They're going to do the same in 2020. Todd, you got a big bag coming to you.
I don't believe
And they've been with us for a long time, and we love them. OGO, the best bags out, really. You can go to OGO.com. Upon checkout, enter the code MASS. You get 20% off. K2 snowboarding, and we potentially have a big announcement about us doing some of our own snowboarding.
This is a K2 snowboard.
There's the K2 snowboard I'm going to ride
Chris
maybe next week.
That's why he says it.
That's sponsorship dollars at your service. K2, follow at K2 snowboarding. Watch Flickering, the new K2 flick. Who's your favorite K2 rider?
Curtis Cizik.
Spell his last name. Go.
CZ. Q-R. There's a lot of consonants backed up against each other there.
Right. It does. Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you can't spell his last
C-Z-E.
Name. The fact that matters is he rules. He's a K2 rider.
Yep.
We're fans. Panic and Coffee and Tea, as per usual, keeping us hyped. And they're going to be our sponsor until we're dead. Right?
Oh, I have your card. I got to give you your card.
Thank
back.
You. Took my card.
And then Chemistry Snow Surfboards. Is my board done yet?
Is your board done? Oh, you have a board coming?
Yeah, I ordered one I ordered one when I got my other one because that's the way it goes.
Well, that was nice of them to put my board in front of your board. Thank you, Chemistry Surfboards. We had a great interview with Jason Bennett a couple episodes ago talking about the current state and future of surfboard shaping. Support your local surfboard shaper. Support Chemistry Surfboards. UOnline.com, our home. You online. We're going to be some fun changes at UOnline.com. Well, I think we're just going to become the ultimate podcast
network.
Hub. Yeah.
Is it a network?
It's going to be.
New Greens. Because, look, you made all those New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
And you're only going to follow through on like 3% of them.
You went to one yoga class and now you're done.
Yep. So
and that's it.
New Greens is a great substitute for yoga.
And it's an easy way.
And that'd be a great, to be that's healthy. A great tagline. New Greens. A great substitute for yoga.
You know what this is a million-dollar idea, Todd. I'm going to share it with you. I'm going to share it with everybody.
He's going to give it away.
You get roofied, and then
someone does yoga.
People come in and do the yoga for you.
That's what I was always saying, but isn't that like Thai massage?
I don't know.
Not thigh massage. That's like totally.
Well, they do that while you're under.
Oh.
I'm just saying, you. And so it doesn't have to be roofied.
So you don't know. Like, it's like you're eating. You're just eating a meal during the day, and at some point you're roofied.
Yeah.
And then you wake up and
feeling stretched out.
And after like a month, like you're just ripped. Limber.
You're doing handstands.
That's an amazing idea.
All right.
What would we call it? Sneaky
trademark.
Sneaky yoga.
Roofie yoga.
Ghost yoga.
Ghost yoga.
Mm.
Yeah, these two just extremely strong yogis come in as you're asleep, and they bend you up, they flex you around, they breathe for you.
I wonder if that would work.
Of course it would work. I'm not an idiot.
Do you think you'd have to be on a respirator?
These ideas work.
Would you die?
No.
Okay.
You're just asleep. Right. NanoCraft CBD for after the naked... did I mention it's naked?
Wow.
Never mind about that. For after the yoga, for after the surfing, the skateboarding, for before and after, for evening, for daytime, for morning, noon, and night.
Look, if you're over 30 CBD, and you're not on the CBD train, like, sorry.
You're blowing it.
Even
our upcoming guest, Jonathan Wayne Freeman,
probably
gets on the
probably down
CBD
with the
program.
CBD. I mean, those are like the trendiest three letters on the planet right now.
And the best... Well, we all have news coming up as well, Todd.
This is a big one.
Speeding around town.
This one came up.
Our friends at Super 73, the hottest.
We're getting e-bikes. We're getting e-bikes.
E-bike company in the world.
We're getting e-bikes.
Coming on board. And Todd and I will be whipping around town on our Super 73 bikes at Super 73. I see a lot of e-bikes. I think a lot of e-bikes are extremely dorky looking. Just too much. There's just too much going on. Super 73, the design is classic.
Yeah, they look like those mini, like those old mini bikes.
It looks like a mix between like a Schwinn Stingray and like a cafe racer. I'm excited. We're gonna look cool. We're gonna feel cool because we're on Super 73 bikes. I rode one on the North Shore of Oahu.
They're fast as shit.
Yeah, they're awesome. Yeah. Can't wait. That's coming soon.
I'll still probably drive to go surfing.
Before we get into the surfing stuff, Todd, I wanted to congratulate myself and my friends on an epic show last night at
Isn't this going nerd news?
We did a Cars tribute night, and I'm going to just be dumping videos of glorious Cars tribute on my Instagram. I just had to tell you and everybody else that. Humble brag, as they say.
It was
not so humble. Straight brag.
It was great.
It was great. A lot of people are talking about it. Surf news is brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards.
Is my board done?
And Todd, as we go into 2020.
Yep. Didn't even talk about. Okay, we're in surf news now, right?
Yeah.
We didn't even talk about the Gabriel Medina. Like, we didn't talk about like all that shit. For some reason, we
talked about...
No, we didn't.
A bunch of Gabriel Medina stuff.
But we didn't talk about the strategic snake.
We did.
No, we didn't. We didn't.
That's
old. We totally didn't. It doesn't matter.
I'm over it.
I'm not.
Are you still mad?
Still pissed.
Okay, get up. Rant. Go.
What do you think? I want to know. What's your opinion? Was it just a full barn move?
I just think it's smart tactics. It's bad sportsmanship. It's like, you know, the Patriots... filming and cheating and whatever, but it's not cheating. Like you do just enough to just squeak by the rules.
Right. You game the system.
He definitely did not gain any fans. He did polarize his current fan base. I think some people were just over it, and other people were, you know, were saying that it was one of the most brilliant tactical surf, whatever. It's gross.
Douche move.
It the whole whatever it takes to win, I get. In every sport, it has it, right? Skateboarding, I don't think really has that. Because you don't go...
No.
I mean, maybe in a jam session, but snowboarding doesn't really have it.
Snowboard is a bunch of wieners. Like that, there'd be no reason for it to happen. Not now. Not in competition now, but maybe back in the day.
Maybe I'm thinking of NASCAR, right? You can bump the guy... legally,
or you work as a team to fuck somebody. Anyway, I just think we didn't talk about it, and everything was so white hot, and then for some reason we just kind of
right.
Is that just over now?
No, actually, this is pretty cool, and I think this was on
what
maybe Green Room Times. who I love, who you love Green Room Times, right? Love Green Room Times. Coyote Belly, on a recent post of the two guys who did the air colliding into each other, Coyote Belly put, "That's what I'm going to do next time he drops in on me."
Ooh.
Shots fired.
Heat.
Shots fired.
Who are the two guys doing the air and smashing into each other on Instagram?
Juan Del Castillo. I don't remember.
It's kind of gnarly.
It was rad.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. They're fine. Hey, everybody watching. We're live. We're doing the podcast now. It's going to be out soon. So thank you for watching. Hopefully you can hear. Todd, the world is watching Australia burn. And this is a horrible, just terrifying, horrendous happening on the planet right now. But the good news is everybody's talking about it. Mm-hmm. Everybody's doing what they can to at least drive awareness, drive donations. And I kind of put up I wouldn't say snarky thing about like, oh, thoughts and prayers, blah, 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 send money. Right. Which I stand by.
Yeah.
But I think you can do all of those things.
Did you get hate?
No, I didn't get hate. I just kind of reread it after I posted it. Like, that wasn't needed.
Scotty James, pro snowboarder, champion.
Yep.
Extraordinaire. Started a GoFundMe, I think this weekend, to help with
talk the animal into hospital. The microphone.
I am.
Not enough.
With the an animal hospital?
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool. He has a goal of $50,000, and I think it's pretty much almost there.
That's so cool. I just bought a shirt this morning from Instagram at SurfCore2001. All the proceeds going to animals, firefighters.
It's the images are so crazy. Oh, like so the koala bear, like
that
with his,
shit
with
gets,
his passed out with his hands in like the
yeah.
the whatever.
That shit's harsh.
Yeah.
Paul Fisher just announced on his Instagram he's going to be doing a pop-up show.
Did you see the shit where he's doing the cooking show?
Now that was funny.
It was insane. Who did that for him?
I don't know. That was awesome.
It was really good.
Paul Fisher, superstar DJ, former QS, standout and incredible.
Still can't believe host. That he is.
He's the man.
Super DJ.
It's cool. So go to Paul Fisher's Instagram. You can see how to get involved. I mean, Kelly Slater, everybody's involved, which is great. You can pretty much go anywhere on Instagram and figure out who and where to donate to, and we just $5, $10, whatever you got,
whatever,
it'll help. So don't have to tell you guys all about that, we all know. This was crazy. On New Year's Day, Cole Christensen,
oof,
incredible big wave surfer, one of the gnarliest big wave surfers and underground legend. This shows you how heavy Pipeline is. He paddled out, and it was a second reef day. It was pretty big. It was gnarly.
Was this the same day that Nathan Florence was out there like with a GoPro like laughing?
I don't know if it was the same day, but what happened was Cole Christensen hit his head on the reef, two-wave hold under, got saved by lifeguards and surfers, Koa Rothman, Mark Healy. No. Sorry, that's totally wrong. He got saved by some surfers and North Shore lifeguards,
mm-hmm.
and he's lucky to be alive. He took to Instagram to thank everybody that helped save him. And again,
crazy.
Pipeline, even when it looks perfect, can take out the best of the best.
What's the biggest you've ever been out there? Like, I'm not saying like you caught a wave of pipe, but like, have you been floating around when it's just been Jago out there? Just to
No. No, I mean, you can imagine if a guy as good as Cole Christensen, a guy as good as Bede Durbidge, uh-huh. Dusty Payne, the list goes on and on of people who have gotten completely annihilated on big and small days. I have no business being out there. But, it's one of those like,
yeah,
know before you go.
But is it, so is there a, in Tahiti, you can kind of sit in the channel and watch, is it like?
Is there a
safety zone or does it close out sometimes?
No, because in order to get to the safe zone, you have to get through Gums. You got to get through Ahukai, and even if it's 4 feet and up,
mm-hmm.
like just getting out and getting in, you're going to get smoked.
Okay.
So you have to be prepared and willing to get completely, you know, flogged in order to even watch. Tahiti, you jump off a boat and you sit there and you're safe. So get well soon, Cole Christensen. Heavy, heavy moments. And now for some good news, Todd.
Well,
what?
Okay.
Did you have more?
Oh, I was just wondering. You're probably going to jump into this, but what?
Sorry, I just remembered. Andrew LaGreco, former Encinitas lifeguard, now North Shore lifeguard, one of the guys, along with Kai Garcia, who helped Cole Christensen. So go to Cole Christensen's Instagram page and send him your positive wishes because he deserves it.
He's when does the big surf surf derby start again? Surf circus.
A couple months. Later February? In the year.
I feel like it's soon, right? Like everyone's kind of like already starting to go and migrate to Australia.
Kind of the off season right now. Vulcan Pipe Pro starts Wednesday, February 29th. Mm-hmm. March 26th is the kickoff.
It's not that far away.
It's not that far away, but it's...
It is.
It is. And of course, we'll be talking about that as it comes up. But the Stab Awards has been announced. And this is a peer poll awards deal voted on by everybody from myself to the world's best surfers, shapers, personalities, etc. Overall men's winner, no surprise, Italo Ferreira. For the second year in a row, Italo wins the Stab Surfer of the Year.
People's choice.
Yeah, yeah. The people's champion. Gabriel Medina got second place, so that's a testament to his still popularity.
Mm-hmm.
Chippa Wilson got third place.
Ooh, that's nice.
Third most votes. John, fourth. Jack Robinson, fifth. Overall women's winner.
Carissa Moore, because she's the greatest.
It was closer for the women. Stephanie Gilmore got second. Caroline Marks, Laura Enevere, and Moana Jones, newcomer, new name to the list. Best under 18 surfer, Eli Hanneman. Are you a fan of Eli Hanneman?
I am.
He's really gnarly. Crosby Colapinto. I mean, that was a bit of more of a landslide there.
Freaking Jackson Dorian's on the list.
That's right. And Jai Glindeman.
That's so sick.
Yeah, Jackson rips. Dakota Walter is another big one.
Very cool.
And the film, best film of the year by the Stab voting board is Flow State, the Russell Bierke film by Andrew Kanader. And that's the Stab Awards. I voted. Next year, Todd, I'm gonna get them to get you to vote.
Cool.
I think that's warranted.
Great, I love voting.
You love lists.
I love lists and voting.
Speaking of good edits, there's more edits. I think you're going to start to see some free surf edits right now to fill the gap between contest season and contest season.
Mm-hmm.
Julian Wilson just dropped an edit from Cloudbreak called Blue. And you sometimes forget like how good these guys are when you're just hyper-focused on their heats.
Mm-hmm.
Julian Wilson is really good.
Yeah, he's insane.
He's a really good surfer. Newsflash. And I went and watched the video, and I was so excited. They used the song by Minimal Man, Pull Back the Bolt, and one of my favorite all-time songs. It's, and, of course, a lot of surfers on Stab did not like
speaking
it.
Speaking of Julian.
Yeah.
There's a lot of big H logos that are going to start disappearing from surfboards.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I have that.
What's up with that news?
So it's been announced. It's been on Beach Grade. It's been on Stab. Hurley. Making cuts.
Big cuts.
And Rob Machado was one of the cuts, the big cuts. I mean, think of like a lifelong Hurley guy. Rob Machado took to Instagram to thank Bob Hurley and the Hurley mm-hmm. family for all the years of support. I haven't talked to him personally.
Have you talked to anyone that's...
Carissa Moore is... So a lot of these surfers have contracts going all the way into 2024, 2025, etc.
Uh-huh.
Like John, Kolohe, Carissa, you know, guys like, I think Baron Mamiya could be in...
I mean, have you heard anything about the way Hurley's going to do their marketing? Are they just like, well, these...
Beard oil.
We're stuck with these...
Beard oil and...
You know what I mean? Like,
well, you tell me. So... I haven't had a contract for surfing in many years, But what? How does it work if you ride? Let's say you ride for Joe Schmo footwear or whatever.
Well, here's the way
you have a contract into 2024, but Joe Schmo footwear just got bought by Blizzard Footwear.
So basically, the way that I would think it would go is that you will be legally obligated to run logos, but the support coming from the brand will probably start to trickle. Like, you won't start, you know, you won't be the POP guy, and they'll start cutting back on
right, but you're still going to get paid.
You're still going to get paid because you're legal. It's probably more expensive for them to try to fight you
right
in court than to just pay you.
But if they go bankrupt, they don't have to pay you?
Right.
Okay. But that's not happening.
No.
I don't think.
But still, it's like, it is a kick in the dick when it's like,
yeah,
look, you're going to, you put so much time and effort into being, it's just weird because there's so many athletes that, like you said, like Machado, like his name is synonymous with
Hurley,
you know, Gotcha. And
Gotcha.
Yeah. And then it was really hard because all of a sudden he's, you know.
Yeah.
He's with Hurley, and I've got to like disassociate Gotcha, and now he's on Hurley.
I wish the Monday Mass podcast made enough money to sponsor a surfer, because how sick would it be
if we could
just had
them.
A big, like a Monday Mass logo on somebody rad.
And then like on a Tuesday, we just like
cut them. Yeah. That, see,
I want to feel
now
that.
We're on to
I want to feel that power.
Let's feel that out.
Okay.
Let's put our feelers out there. If there are any angel investors out there that want to come in, invest in the Monday Mass podcast so we can invest in a surfer and then divest from the surfer and keep the money for ourselves. Go ahead. Think about it. We'll wait. There's a new show coming out. This is actually a second installment of a surf adventure series called Brilliant Corners. It's on the WSL Studios channel. Sam Bleakley goes to Papua New Guinea. Just heads up there if you like surf travel shows. Again, I got a note here. Props to @surfcore2001, an awesome Instagram page that has already raised over $50,000 to support Australian fire responders.
You've got to imagine that there'll be a lot of money flowing in there, just, you know, from celebrities to,
God forbid, the government.
Yeah, God forbid. But I've heard a lot of people on Instagram, a lot of Australians, like basically saying the government's just inept and they're a bunch of
that's weird
ass clowns. Yeah,
that sounds super familiar. Have they bombed anyone lately?
No.
Politics. Am I right?
Right.
I mean, politics.
Let's get to that nerd.
Wow, news. Check it out. We've got an exclusive here, Todd.
This is, I'm excited about this because
this is
we're
one of
fans.
Our fellow 40-something personality.
Like,
this is
why I go on Instagram. I don't go. I mean, I go for the cat photos.
I go for the dick pics.
And you don't.
Wait, what?
You can't put.
I'm on a different Instagram. Oh. Dickstagram.
But you know, you go on Instagram to be entertained. I don't want to see serious stuff. I want to see people making fun of other people, people eating shit and cats.
And you know what I love?
What?
Todd, you and I think we know everybody, right?
Yep.
We think we got our finger on the pulse. But sometimes somebody comes onto the scene.
It's right in the back door.
And comes right through your back door, and they're funny. They do it for the right reasons. They do it from the heart.
Yep.
And they're 40 plus. That's all pluses.
Love
in my
it.
Book. We got an exclusive interview with the one and only Jonathan Wayne Freeman. He's got a new show coming out on Surfer Mag, but let's let him tell you about it, Todd. Here it is. This is exclusive, Todd.
You know what else is exclusive? My love for you.
Hello there.
Hi, is this Jonathan Wayne Freeman?
It certainly is. Is this Chris Cote?
It's Chris Cote and Todd Richards.
The legend.
I have fucking seaweed in my hair.
Todd has seaweed in
my
his hair.
Surf this morning. How's
let's
that?
Just,
before, your core, she got it.
Look, before we start this interview, let's just clear this up. You're funnier than Todd, right?
I've never met Todd. Todd seems pretty funny.
He's pretty funny. He's been funny for a long time.
I don't claim
he's been on like the funniness scene for a long time.
I don't claim any of this shit.
But Jonathan's come in.
He's
funny.
You've cornered the market in middle-aged, mid-length humor.
I just want to say, getting a comment on my Instagram from Todd was a highlight.
Sick.
More to come.
You should comment back on mine. Like, like hot wife or something.
That's what I'm going to do right afterwards. That's okay, the next.
Jonathan, next. This is a great story, right? This is a story of a guy who's a lot like Todd and I, who just loves to surf, loves to do funny shit and have a lot of fun. I know your humor as well as ours is mostly based in pure positivity and good times and self-depreciating, right. Self-depreciating humor. So
yes,
give us the long story short of the.
Oh my God, this is such a WSL interview. What?
I'm being
so
professional, well, Todd.
Don't,
you're screwing it
you're,
up.
You're alienating Todd,
please,
our whole.
Please respect.
Our audience is fully alienated at this point.
Todd's leaning into me super hard.
Oh,
right
I
now.
Don't have to lean. Oh yeah, I have my own mic.
You have your own mic.
Fuck.
Jonathan, how did this happen? Because Todd and I were fans of yours way before, you know, Surfer Magazine or,
right.
You know, most people. We were early adapters.
Yes.
To
I,
you.
I'm a late adapter to social media. I always stayed away from it. And I always thought, man, I should do that. I would love to do that. If I was coming up as a kid and there was Instagram, if I was 18, 19, this is what I'd be doing. And then, I ended up working as a janitor. I lost a job, ended up working as a night janitor at an elementary school in Carlsbad. And these were some dark days, you know, just cleaning and mopping. And I was 37 years old. And I'm like, dude, I don't even care anymore. We're going to die someday. I'm just going to start making funny videos. And then it led to this. And it was the best decision. I'm like, I'm just going to be myself and have fun and enjoy life, and I don't really care what people think anymore. I was trying to be somebody I wasn't for a lot of years, and then, yeah, just I love surfing. I love making people laugh, so put the two together, and it's been awesome.
Were
so
you,
fun.
Were you always kind of like park, like holding court in the parking lot or like in the lineup? Like, what's the or were you kind of
oh,
like,
is that me? Am I the guy holding court?
Well, you know what I mean. Like, you're just you're always like making fun of yourself, like. In the parking lot before you go surf, and like I'm just like wondering where it came from.
100%. No, it's talking to friends, like in the water, guys back paddling us, looking at different people, seeing guys in the sprinter vans. Just growing up in South Orange County, it was like, it's, you know, there's so many hilarious egos and fun people.
Oh,
and,
that's amazing.
There's you know, a and
lot,
a lot of people,
there's a lot to make fun of in South Orange County.
It's deep. It's a deep, deep thing to pull from. And everybody, you know, not everybody has a sense of humor, which I found out, but it's all good. I get a lot of mad dogs
really?
In the lineup. You remember the negative stuff, right?
Oh,
not
yeah.
the positive.
No,
so.
I fully feel you there.
I feel like the, like surfing is like one of those sports where like it's super fun, but for the most part, everyone that does it are douchebags. Like myself included.
We
like,
are the worst.
You speak the truth.
Yeah.
It's the truth. Yeah.
And we're fun to make fun of. Us. I mean, in particular.
In particular, yeah.
So now the rise of Jonathan Wayne Freeman.
Yes.
Watched it, loving it, and now there's a new show coming out on Surfer Magazine, which is awesome. And I love the people at Surfer Magazine. They get it. You know, they get
they're great.
That, yes,
they're
there
great.
Is history and there's some serious elements of surfing, but they also like to have fun. And how did was there a moment? I know Kook of the Day was huge for you, but was
huge,
there a moment that kind of linked everything together? And like, how did this Surfer Mag show happen?
Peter Terrace, who's the director of digital media, just kind of was sending me like DMs and stuff off of things I did, just joking. He would say stuff and I'd write back to him, and then he reached out, and I said yes. How do you not say yes to that? I love Surfer. I've always been into it, and I'm stoked they took a chance, and I hope people enjoy it. You just, like, you know, Chris, Todd, you guys make stuff and you throw it up in the air. You never know what's going to stick or what people are going to dig. So this is that little waiting period where I'm going, I hope people like it, you know. I think they will.
I can't wait till you go to Hawaii and then Chopo and all the other.
You're going on tour.
Yeah, you're going.
They were
this is going to be great.
Like, One of the guys at Surfer, we were talking. He's like, can you go to Hawaii? Are you allowed to? I go, why? Because I go, hey, because I do that voice. He's like, yeah, I don't think you're allowed there. I'm like, well, there's only one way to find out.
I thought your son, Stone, was Hawaiian.
Don't you Stone, have, is, like... Stone is 75% Hawaiian. Okay, I'm just going to carry him at all times. And perfect. That should keep me safe.
Hell yeah. Yeah. So when does the show come out? And give us like a an intro to the first episode. And I doubt there's any listeners we have that aren't already fans of yours. But for those who don't know, give us like the synopsis. Episode one, what can we expect?
Absolutely. Episode one is, can a 40-year-old middle-aged man learn how to do aerials? And I think we know the answer, but we're going to give it a shot.
Absolutely.
Professional surfer, yeah. Kevin Schultz, he tries to teach me how to do airs. It's a two-parter. There's shot at a couple different places. And it's kind of an intro into my life in the beginning, like my home life, getting away from the wife, and then meeting a pro surfer for the first time who's trying to help me take flight and do whirly birds and whatnot. Oh, very intense.
You should help Todd learn how to do airs.
You need to.
We can help each other.
You know, pay it forward, bro.
Yeah, and it premieres Wednesday at 12 p.m. and you can watch it at Surfer Magazine's YouTube channel.
Epic!
Can't wait.
Yeah,
cannot wait. Then,
this is gonna be rad. I'm very
excited.
And
there'll be six episodes every Wednesday for the next 6 weeks.
Damn, six episodes every single Wednesday. That's huge.
What?
That's like 1,000 episodes.
Yeah.
Wait, no, six episodes total on Wednesday.
Shit.
Yes.
I'm talking to Todd, he's
not strong in the math.
New to this.
Yeah.
Hey, Jonathan, we're huge fans and can't wait to see the show. And if you want to come,
I'll probably
jump on your coattails if you want.
I'll probably just bite it anyways for snowboarding, and then like, because it's new, everything is new in snowboarding.
Perfect.
So no problem.
I'll do it for I don't know.
No, I didn't.
I
don't have not you
sport to do. Can't wait.
You guys
Jonathan.
Are awesome.
Rad.
Thank you so much for having me on, and you guys are incredible. Thank you for reaching out. I really appreciate it.
Hey, let's have a 40 something surf session someday very soon.
That's right.
Anytime.
We got
guys.
Like tons of CBD and shit.
Dude, after Wednesday, Jonathan's probably not even going to talk to us anymore. Yeah. He's going to be globally famous. He's not going to respond
to our
DMs.
We'll CBD it up and we'll go shrap a little bit.
Him and Ben Gravies are going to be like the way too cool now.
Hey, we'll see what happens. We'll see if it goes to his head. Congrats again, Jonathan. We'll be watching on Wednesday.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Todd.
See you guys.
Have a good one.
Bye. I think I just guided him by mistake. I said, see
you. And that was our interview with Jonathan Wayne Freeman. Just like that, the magic of podcasting. January 8th, Wednesday, coming out on Surfer Magazine YouTube. I'm going to watch it. I'm a big fan.
I'm excited.
I think we already said that to him, but now we're saying
but
it to
know,
all of you.
I kind
of
like. I hope it's not fully exclusive with Surfer. Like, I hope he's not like just a Surfer guy.
No, it's YouTube, so it's shareable.
Okay, but I feel like to have John Wayne Freeman unleashed, you would give him to Stab. To be unleashed.
Why? Why can't he be unleashed on Surfer?
Well, you could.
Well, it's on YouTube, so it's for everybody.
All right, I'm just saying. Like, to have him at the Stab High.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
No, he should be in the commentary booth.
Totally.
Many, many booths.
I look forward to that.
Sick. We just put someone else out there to replace us.
Well, not me. I mean...
Well, not me.
You were never actually invited.
No, I was invited to Stab High again.
You weren't, though.
This year.
You
2020.
Were? Okay.
Well, we're working on it.
We should go there.
We're working on the details.
Okay. Let's go. Let's go with more podcasting.
Oh. You want to go to Skate News?
Yeah, that was Surf News.
Skate News is brought to you by Adventure.io, and it's the place where you basically have life-changing experiences. Get the Adventure.io app now. More lists, Todd.
Love my lists.
Because lists are great. I like lists. Transworld Skateboarding just dropped its Year in Review Awards, and I like this because it's definitely not the obvious picks. They went deep.
Mm-hmm.
It's international. It's a global type of situation. Video of the year, Sour Solution 2. Sour Solution 2. You may know this video. That's where the guy did the natural, it's like a boardwalk loop.
Oh, yeah.
You remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Euro rippers. Video part of the year, Mark Succi.
But we were talking that Mark Succi was potentially up for Skater of the Year.
Yeah.
But
close.
Milton.
Indie Video of the Year went to Blips cover version. I'm embarrassed. I've never seen it.
I haven't either.
And those are that's your quick. You can go to Transworld Skateboarding's internet page, their website.
Their internet page?
Yeah. Go to their website and watch all those videos.
It's on AOL, too.
I grab this news. Sometimes before this show, I go to Google and I just put in skateboarding news and see what's happening on like a mainstream news thing.
Right.
A couple actually, was arrested in Louisiana. And he's facing up to 15 years in prison for recreating a video from the 1970s where he skateboarded down the freeway and his girlfriend filmed it from the car. And he's charged with aggravated obstruction of a highway of commerce.
Jesus.
What the fuck is that law?
I don't know. It sounds serious.
Don't skateboard on the freeway. You remember when our friend...
with the army tank?
Don Brown.
Oh, yes.
You know Don Brown from S at News America?
Mm-hmm.
Skated on Go Skateboarding Day down I-5 in L.A., or the 405 in L.A., stopped traffic. That ruled. Google it.
I thought you were going to talk about the guy with the tank in San Diego who...
No,
remember
that's...
That was cool.
Hey, have you ever heard of the podcast called The Dollop?
No.
They do an episode on the tank guy that is out of control.
Like on the anniversary of Tank Guy?
The guy got himself a little bit hooked on crystal meth.
Let's give the viewer audience that doesn't know this.
Listen to The Dollop first and foremost. But here is
your long story short.
Late
97?
Late 90s, early 2000s ish.
I don't think it was 2000s. I think it was 90s.
Guy got himself hooked on crystal meth. Had a house in Claremont, which is right in San Diego or near Claremont. First crazy thing he does is he digs a gold mine in his backyard, recruits some of his methed out friends to help dig this gold mine. While they're digging it, they start seeing dragons. They're losing their shit.
Were they imagining dragons?
Yep. And eventually things get so wild that this guy wearing sweatpants, no t-shirt, breaks into an army base near Coronado and steals a tank. An unwatched, unmanned tank. No guns in, no hot guns in it, but a tank is enough to do some damage. And I highly suggest you go to The Dollop, search Tank Guy.
You just go to YouTube and search Tank Guy.
It's the craziest police chase in the history of police chases.
I mean... You want to talk about some crazy like video game style
madness
to be the dude that steals a tank and then takes the tank down the streets.
He's the guy.
You got to watch it.
Primitive skateboarding.
Make tank guys anymore.
Primitive skateboarding is doing something very cool, and this is a collab that more companies should be doing. Primitive has teamed up with the Children's Hospital. And they are inspired by a young man named Joshua Esquivel. Basically, it's a collab, features a deck, t-shirt, and all the proceeds go to the Children's Hospital. And you can go to Primitive on Instagram, or I found this on the Barracks. Watch the video. I was sitting here at my desk crying.
Really?
It's so good. Thank you, Primitive, for doing that. It's very cool. Also, if you go to Thrasher Magazine, if you've been to ThrasherMagazine.com at any time over the past couple of days, you've noticed Zero has taken over the website. It's all Zero all day. The videos are insane. Zero is a skateboarding company that celebrates carcass huckage.
Mm-hmm.
And there is some definite huckages of carcasses. Let me rephrase that. There is some definite carcass huckaging happening right now on ThrasherMagazine.com.
Zero's got a pretty special place in North County, San Diego.
That's right.
Our friend Micah used to ride.
Micah Mattson.
Yep.
Thrill of it all.
You might see Jamie Thomas at the local vegetarian zone.
Yep. Remember when Zero burned their name in the hillside?
Oh, yeah.
Which is probably not very topical. We should be talking about burning
that was cool. I mean, people were driving tanks in the highway. And
I know. Those were the days.
You get away with a lot back
stolen,
then.
JNCO jeans.
Yep. Grand Theft Auto tank mode.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when meth was, like, cool.
Yeah.
You know? It's not cool anymore.
No.
Meth
is bad.
I have some personal skateboarding news.
What happened?
When I was in Hawaii, I stepped in what I think was human feces.
Oh, that's
we
right.
covered that.
Yep.
It happened again.
You stepped in human
feces. I stepped in canine. I know it was because it's
and
my
did
dog.
Did you stand on your grip tape?
And I stood on my grip
oh,
tape.
My
so now
God,
not only
dude.
Do I have actual feces,
mm-hmm.
I have it on the nose and the tail.
You want to hear? Want to hear?
Board's done.
Want to hear a shitty story?
Yeah, literally.
No, no
shitty
pun
story.
Intended.
Yeah.
So, we had this vert ramp back east in Massachusetts, and
yeah,
you know Muzzy.
Yep.
Okay, our friend Joel Muzzy, who I grew up skating with. Like, so it's this steel vert ramp in Cape Cod.
Okay.
And Muzzy and I go there, and we're going to go skate. And that was like what I did when I was living on the Cape, is that we would skate my friend Paul's vert ramp every single day. Like,
okay.
We lived there. So it was kind of like not in the best part of town as giant steel vert ramps would be.
Shitty part of town?
Shitty part of town. So we get there, and there's,
mind the pun?
And there's these like kids hanging out. And they're like, as we pull up, and we, you know, we're walking in there with our pads, and we roll in there, and these kids are like hanging out on the ramp, and they're like laughing, and we're like, what, you know, like, you know, beat it, like, get out of here,
right?
And we notice that someone has taken it, like, squatted off of the off the coping and shit down the surface of a steel vert ramp in the middle of the summer. So the shit, not it, like, ran down the ramp. And then, like, dried out. So it was, like, dried shit on the ramp. And we had to, like, clean it. Like, we had to gag clean it because we wanted to skate. Because we would, like, go there and you have to sugar water the ramp because
right.
it was super slick. So we had to, like, clean human feces off the ramp before we actually got to skate it. I don't know if, like, kids these days have to clean human feces out of the skate parks before they go. Maybe in, like, Portland or Seattle. But not a lot of kids in Southern California are cleaning feces out of their off their ramps.
Which begs the question, is this the world's greatest action sports podcast?
It's the shit.
If this is what we talk about.
Yes. You think people come here to learn about the WSL fucking
sponsor changes?
Who fucking cares? They want to hear this shit.
They want to hear about shit.
Right. I do.
All right. Well, you know what? Tell us in the comments. Hey, tell us in the comments below. Do you want to hear about Todd's shit stories?
That's it.
Or my
I'm just showing you.
Grip
That's
tape?
Some East Coast skate history. And you know what? Also, in East Coast skate history, as the cops are down the street, Streets and Sidewalks, I think, is going to drop pretty soon. The East Coast, the Boston skate documentary.
Oh, that you're in.
I hope it drops. I can't wait. I've been seeing a lot of like little teases on Instagram lately, and I'm stoked for that thing to happen.
I hope so. Getting a lot of messages right now on the live feed. Freckleface, what's up?
Oh, God.
I got to look sideways.
What did
you say? Soul Slider 70. We're going to answer some of your guys' comments.
All right.
After the show.
Let's move on to
Snow News. Hey, Todd.
Yeah.
Remember when we talked about What's-His-Face Kardashian's kid snowboarding as the big snow news?
Mm-hmm.
We got new snow news.
New snow news.
A one-year-old. From Park City is gaining notoriety for her remarkable prowess on a snowboard, but also her gleeful expressions while riding the slopes.
Wait.
This is actually a pretty fun story.
A one-year-old? A
one-year-old.
So, like, is this... If you...
It's not child abuse.
If you inject monster energy straight into the unborn fetus,
yeah.
This is what you will get.
You gotta mix it with semen.
Right. That's what
don't mess
saying.
That up.
Right.
Yeah,
just the right, the perfect cocktail.
And we're not
semen
saying that's how this.
Energy,
we're not saying how this. That's how this kid was born.
A future star that will be a 1 year
right.
old. This is ridiculous, dude.
No, no, no.
1 year old, you're
no,
still like squishy.
This, just bear with me
you,
for a
you
second.
You told
here.
Me in your
no.
fact based rant that a 1 year old from Park City is gaining notoriety for her.
I got that off the internet.
1 year old.
Listen. A lot of people were kind of going, probably like you and I going, Jesus Christ, this is bad.
What, the Kardashian kid?
No, the one-year-old.
This, yeah.
But the parents, and I like this answer, a lot of people were saying, what the hell are you doing? to this kid.
Most
people. And then they're asking, oh, do you want your kid to be in the Olympics or the X Games? And the parents are going, no, we just want them to enjoy snowboarding, hopefully as much as we do.
So you drag your squishy baby.
The kid is smiling and laughing.
Dude, at 1 year old, you smile when you shit your pants.
When was the last time you were 1 year old snowboarding? So how do you know?
49 years ago.
So you don't know.
Do know. I know these kids don't want to do anything but stick shit in their mouths that doesn't belong there, and they shit. And I mean, 1 year old, you're barely even solid. There's not even solid shits coming
out. You watch the video.
I will.
You tell me if this kid is shitting solid. No. This is a 1 year old.
Okay.
So even if you asked the 1 year old what its bowel movements are like, they probably wouldn't even know. But they do know they like snowboarding. They also
wouldn't be able to respond because their cerebral cortex isn't formed enough to create words.
This is a news show, Todd.
You can't even create words, but you're snowboarding.
Is this a news show?
It is now.
Is this news? Is if you go on Google and search snowboarding news, the top thing that's happening today
is this.
Is a happy 1 year old snowboarder. Now, why can't you just be happy for them?
Because we're going to war, Chris.
Oh, God. World War III. Cry me a river.
Cry me a river.
Ooh.
I ran all the way here. All right.
I have friends on the Iranian surf team, and that's enough war jokes. We're gonna do.
All right.
Hey, have you ever wanted to be in a snowboarding contest?
Nope.
Not asking you, Todd. You've done it. You had your chance. You blew it. there's a new series happening now, 2020. This is the Vans High Standard Series.
Oh, yeah?
This is pretty rad. I mean, look at all these. They got 20-plus events all around the world.
That's great.
Canada, Beijing.
Vans is freaking doing it
they're
right,
the best.
Dude.
Can we just, they're the best. Russia.
Never in a million. Okay, so if you asked me 10 France. Years ago, like, would you picture Vans being a leader in action sports? And based on the shoes that were out then, no freaking way.
They had some
goony looking fat skate shoes.
Which are happen to be in style now.
Now, but then, I mean, they were trying to compete with like the D3 and like some DC bullshit, but I'll tell you what.
I mean,
This is the
proof in the pudding right
their
here.
Their snowboard
doesn't
boots,
get better than that.
Their skate shoes.
Best
their,
snowboarding
their
boots.
Their freaking surf, their teams, everything. Vans is doing it right.
That's right. And if you want to be part of the Vans High Standard Series,
get out
go
there.
Go to snowboarder.com. They're on there. And you can go to vans.com, HI Standard Series.
Also, If you pay attention to the Instagram, Quicksilver started up their Young Guns social media event where you submit clips of yourself snowboarding into the Quicksilver Instagram, and they will narrow that down to 4 or 5 guys, and there will be a Young Guns winner who wins some money and some support and sponsorship by Quick. It's open to both ski and snowboard. So if you're putting together some edits, start sending those to Quicksilver, and you could potentially... Be the next hot shot.
How old do I have to be, and do I have to be good at snowboarding?
No.
Can I do it?
Yeah. That'd be great, though, if you just submitted an edit.
Old guns. Is there like a tired skateboards for snowboarding that I could be a part of? I suck at snowboarding.
It's
Let's
cool,
just
though.
Be honest.
Everyone sucks at snowboarding.
I try. I don't like it.
You don't like snowboarding?
No, I do.
You know how you can really like
make
not...
me like it.
You know how you really don't like snowboarding is after like, you know... You have to like take your kids snowboarding,
and you
have to force them into these boots that are semi uncomfortable.
Yeah,
the clothes don't fit. Like when you're trying to make a 1 year old really like snowboarding,
that 1 year old is happy.
Sure, I'll tell you what. My
5 year
old was not happy when I tried to get Cam snowboarding. Now he's 18. He hates. He doesn't hate it, but he's not.
I bet I hate it more than he does.
It's a lot. Snowboarding,
it's a hassle.
Snowboarding takes a lot to do.
I haven't talked to anybody lately that likes snowboarding.
Really?
No, we all, hey, come on, it's fun. It's 45 seconds of fun and 3 hours of torture.
Of lift line?
And then 45 seconds of fun and then 3 hours of torture. It's kind of like surfing. It's uncomfortable, it's frustrating, but it's also fun.
Right.
And rewarding. It's yet to be seen the rewards of it. You got full parts dropping from the new film Joy.
Yep, that was cool.
Sage Kotzenberg, Red Gerard, Ben Ferguson, just to name a few. Brock Crouch.
Also, I got
just a chance to name a few
over the break when I was just alone with my thoughts.
Oh,
for 2 weeks.
Todd time. You call it.
Susie Greenberg, the movie, came out.
Is that the wife of the Larry David's agent
no.
on Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No, it's not. But Curb Your Enthusiasm is coming back. We'll talk about that in Nerd News. But it's an amazing movie.
Okay.
It's been a project for probably 3 years at this point.
All right.
There's some incredibly creative snowboarding in it. I'm not going to give you a lot more than that, but I watched it yesterday.
You're hyped.
And there's skate clips in it. There's super rad snowboard clips in it. There's traditional snowboarding, you know, with both feet in the bindings.
Oh, nice.
Then there's a bunch of like trampoline skateboarding.
Fun.
And then there's like dogs running after you, dogs cats. Falling in the water. No, I didn't see any cats. But it's just really good.
What is it?
Susie Greenberg. It looks like the Green Day Dookie album.
Oh, I saw that on snowboarder.com.
Yes.
Big shout out to Jeremy Jones, who's taken it upon himself to save this godforsaken planet.
Yeah, I saw
We're
that.
Doomed.
He went in front, was it Congress? Who'd he go in front of?
A bunch of white guys in suits.
Right?
No, for real. Jeremy Jones went to Capitol Hill, let's just say. The Washington, D.C. He gave an impassioned speech, working with his foundation, POW,
mm-hmm.
and
Protect Our Winters.
So Jeremy Jones is putting his time and effort and money where his mouth is and going and trying to do a damn thing to protect us from death.
Ourselves.
So thank you, Jeremy Jones. Any other snow news, Todd? That was pretty good. That was better than last week.
Well, the next bit of snowboard news is we're going to Woodward. We're going to be doing this podcast from Woodward Park City.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
This is big news.
I told you.
This is amazing.
You need to get that time off from work at Red Lobster.
I need to put bindings on my board.
No, you don't. It's better if you don't. But we're going to go.
Just wax.
We're going to stay at Ken Block's house.
Sick.
He doesn't know.
We're going to Woodward?
He doesn't know that yet, but we're going to be staying at his house.
He's a big fan of the show.
He's a huge fan.
So now he knows.
And we're going to go to Park City, and we're going to go to Woodward for a couple days and go snowboard around, snowbird. Hang with Gunny, Chris Gunnarsson.
Oh, this rules.
And we're going to do that, and we're going to podcast from Woodward. We're going to skateboard at Woodward. We're going to jump on trampolines. We're going to do all kinds of stuff.
And we're sleeping in bunk beds, foot to face, bottom bunk only.
Butts to nuts.
Can't wait. More on that to come. That's going to be probably two episodes from now.
2 weeks from now.
Coming at you live from Woodward.
So you guys have that. You have that to look forward to.
Can't wait.
Which is nice. Will you be bringing all your... gear?
I'm bringing it all.
Okay.
All the microphones and everything. I'm cool. Bringing you.
Sweet.
That was Snow News brought to you by K2 Snowboarding. Follow at K2 Snowboarding. Nerd News is brought to you by Panicking Coffee and Tea.
Waking up San Diego since 1969.
Coffee not recommended for
69. Wow.
After
69?
I'm going to delete that. I'm going to take that out of the
Star
podcast. 69. I'm going to take that out of the podcast. That was not right. Mm-hmm. Panic and Coffee and Tea is the best. We know. Come on. We don't have to tell you. I mean, I would tell you that for nothing. But we do get free coffee and tea.
Can we talk about the nerd news now?
The Bachelor starts tonight, Todd. That's exactly what I know you want to talk
about. Watch The Bachelor?
Everyone's been listening to talking about. No.
You watch The Bachelor?
What is it?
Do you watch The Bachelor?
I mean, what are you talking about? Is that a show?
Do you remember Temptation Island?
Is that like a show where there's a guy and there's like 30 girls and then he makes out and there's a rose?
It gives off like a rapey vibe.
Baby, it's cold outside. I got 30 of you in my house and you're not getting out.
What's that?
We should, you know, now this is another great idea.
What?
Remember earlier I talked about the roofie yoga idea?
Mm-hmm.
Mix Survivor, the movie series Saw, and
Human
The
Centipede.
Bachelor.
Oh,
and you could.
I feel like that was Temptation Island. Isn't that when all these couples went there and they were all having like marital STDs. Problems? And next thing you know, it's like freaking free for all of just gonorrhea, syphilis on the island.
Finger Island.
Finger Island.
Hey, Tim Schwartz here on our live feed. Hi, Tim.
Sweet.
He'll be listening to this podcast. To get careful over there.
Whoa, what's happening? All right. What else? Oh, so
That's it. The Bachelor starts tonight. That's what everyone's talking about.
Can we finally talk about the Golden Globes?
Golden Globes is an award show, but they're not awarding the best Globes.
Unless you're Selma Hayek.
Movies.
Selma Hayek won award for best Globes.
I don't really watch award shows. I wish I would have watched this because
Ricky Gervais destroyed the opener.
He killed him.
He killed it. And it was like to the point where
it was uncomfortable.
It made a lot of people uncomfortable. And that was my favorite part. It was watching them pan the audience and having like the people that were like under 50 were like laughing hysterically.
Yeah.
And then like the older people. But you know what? Like Martin Scorsese was laughing super hard. And he was like really ramming it home. Like there was a joke about Annette Bening in Cats
licking herself,
licking her minge.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I listened to some of the Ricky Gervais stuff.
It's so good.
This morning so good.
He is amazing.
So let's talk about some of the movies. Best Picture Drama 1917, which is kind of strange because it's not out yet.
No, it came out.
When?
Didn't it come out?
No, I tried to see it. Maybe it's out.
I think it came out right before the new year.
So right at the end of the voting.
Yes. Because
it's a movie about 1917.
You know how I know that came out?
Why?
It's because my friend that works for NBC, who is part Brag of
much.
SAG,
oh my
got 1917 and the new Star Wars movie the day before it came out.
Oh, I want to be in that. Aren't you in SAG from your appearance in Out Cold?
I'm in AFTRA. There's SAG,
the
Screen
You're
Actors
in the
Guild,
ASPCA,
and there's AA,
the Association of Animal Rights Activists,
KRP
groups.
That's what I am. But anyway,
Cincinnati.
Yeah, Les Nessman, The Hog Report.
Baby, if you've ever wondered,
all right, so
wondered whatever became of me.
It's got Tom.
I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP.
1917.
Got
kind
of tired of packing
God.
And
Stop!
Unpacking.
It's got Tommen
town,
from...
Town, up and down the dial.
You're done.
Maybe you and me were never meant to be.
But baby
think of
me
once
in
a
while.
I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh,
the best
sake.
Picture comedy/musical, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Have you seen it?
Loved it.
I liked it.
Loved it.
It was weird, though. It was a full Tarantino where like you kind of expect at the end... like. It's going to be like the Sharon Tate murder, like from...
Right. Don't spoil it for people that haven't seen it.
Okay, but like... All right.
I kind of liked it. It kind of was like edging.
Mm-hmm.
Like just barely kind of like
I thought
the
it was
tip,
great.
And yep. then you get
it was
the
kind
whole
of,
thing.
It was kind of, had kind of like a Seinfeld-y vibe, though. It was like kind of a movie about nothing.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Best actor drama, Joaquin Phoenix, Joker.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Adam Sandler... got his movie in time.
That movie is incredible.
Uncut Gems.
It's so good. Yes, it's insane.
I'm stressed out still, a week after seeing
it. So that's if he doesn't win an Oscar for that performance.
So would that be 2020?
I guess.
If he's not even nominated, this whole thing's a sham.
Yeah, maybe that would. Yeah,
I agree that Joaquin Phoenix was the best actor from 2019 for Joker.
Mm-hmm.
But if Adam Sandler. Uncut Gems. If you haven't seen it,
it's really good.
I haven't been.
It's really uncomfortable, and it's really good.
It's one of those movies you walk out of, you're stressing, you feel like you just ran a marathon, and you don't know if you can or cannot recommend it to people. I recommend it to my dad. He called me after he watched it. He goes, "It's too much.
Really?
It's too much. I didn't like it. It's too much. I'm stressed out." I'm like,
I loved it.
It's great. And then the rest of the
what's
winners
the other?
Is
did you
just
did
bullshit.
You see Knife Fight or Knives Out?
No, not yet.
I've heard that Knives Out's really good.
I heard it's good. My mom saw it.
She
said
it
was good. Here's where these things just lose me. Best comedy, Fleabag.
Didn't see it.
Stupid. Should have been the Righteous Gemstones. That's an easy one. Dumb.
Best series, Chernobyl. I agree. I think Chernobyl was amazing.
Better than Watchmen? Better than...
But Watchmen wasn't... Was Watchmen nominated?
No.
See, I think that there's like...
Best limited series.
Yeah, well, watch...
Big Little Lies, would that be a limited series?
No, well, limited is like an only run... It's only one season. Watchmen's going to be multiple seasons.
Okay, okay, you're right. I don't know. I tried to watch some Chernobyl.
It's really good.
Really depressing, right?
You need to go back and watch it.
It's about like a...
Radiation.
Cher impersonator.
Yeah.
Chernobyl.
Radioactive.
I'll give it another chance. Best actor in a comedy series.
Who?
Rami Youssef and Rami.
Okay. I don't know.
Guess these people have never seen any other show.
What's up now?
And then there was other awards. I didn't watch it.
I see you have the Coachella 2020 list.
Yeah.
Who's headlining? Greta Thunberg and the...
Greta Thunberg, the singing yodeling cowboy.
Baby Yoda and Greta Thunberg or headlining Coachella?
The only thing I like about when Coachella gets announced is giving it a big flat tire.
There's been a couple Coachellas that have had some heavy hitters.
Back in the day.
I don't see anyone on this list that I would even give two shits about.
Tom York would be cool to see, but not in a festival. That would be a theater show. Lana Del Rey, I would like to see that again, not in a festival. Then you got a lot of rap. Lil Uzi Vert, DaBaby, Run the Jewels, Megan Thee Stallion.
Run the Jewels Lil Nas X. Sick.
They're sick, but... Are you going to drive 3 hours?
No.
Eat Molly?
I have a hard enough time
flower crown.
Carlsbad.
King Gizzard, Wizard Lizard, and Lizard Wizard is great. Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe, is playing.
Really? Does she have another song?
Danny Elfman is playing.
That's kind of cool.
I'm not going.
Is this day?
I don't want to talk
about
it anymore.
Now we're on a day two? Is this day two now?
No, that was just, I don't know.
Fat Boy Slim. Really?
Yeah. How many snowboard events
did
Fatboy Slim DJ back in the day?
Did he play a few?
I don't know.
All right. Well, that's stupid.
That's a lot. That's news I don't care about.
I don't care.
We got new shows coming to HBO to be excited about, and they're happening next week. The Outsider.
Westworld 3.
Is that coming?
This summer or this spring. They haven't released the date, but it's coming.
I got stuff coming up like next week.
What is it?
The Outsider.
What's it about?
That's about...
aliens?
No, what's
Dragons.
The guy from...
Monsters?
Arrested Development.
Which one?
The dad.
Oh,
He's great.
Michael. George Michael.
George Michael's dad.
Yeah. I forget what his name
He's
is.
He's in a thing called The Outsider, which is like a murder drama.
Is he
rad.
Funny in it?
No. Oh. Avenue 5 is the new space comedy...
Oh, I saw they're on a Titanic.
It's like Titanic. Yeah, that looks amazing.
What about Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Curb's coming next week.
That's next week?
Or, I don't know.
Did you see Star Wars?
No.
You didn't? I thought you were going.
No, I didn't go. I went to Uncut Jewels.
Instead?
Yeah.
You took your kids to see Uncut Jewels?
Yeah. No. I took the one-year-old snowboarder baby.
Is that
with me? I went with my lady.
That's what you call your wiener. Are you circumcised?
Are you saying I have two wieners? Because if you implying Uncut Jewels, that's implying that I have two wieners.
Well, you might have gone with them.
Which I don't.
Another friend from Europe.
Should we answer questions on the podcast or answer them live?
I don't know. Is there one good one?
Okay. We're going to go to the live stream right here and just... Hey, everybody. Okay.
Okay.
Live stream. We're out. We got to answer some questions. See you later. That was great.
All right. But what are we answering?
Saved the story. I got some questions coming in here. We're
so
just
we're
answering
still,
them.
We're still on the podcast.
Yeah, we're still. No, we're still on the podcast. Okay. Jonathan Wayne Freeman says, hope it went okay.
It did.
That's his question.
Went great.
Oh, I have questions.
What?
Questions.
Let's just do a couple.
Why, you don't like questions? You don't like to hear from what actual people want to know about?
Sometimes. Go ahead, shoot.
I'm finding them. Are you on Monday Mass Instagram? God, it's taking way too long.
Kind of.
Okay, here's some questions for you.
Go. Shoot.
Narhes wants to know.
All right.
Japão or BC? What snow do you like better?
Japan, pal. Go there.
And he or she, I'm not sure, wants to know how fast can you turn and burn this episode? He needs Monday Mass ASAP. We're doing it right now. Your question actually slowed us down.
It's coming.
Yeah.
I have some. You want to know something real quick?
What?
Here's some backhanded snowboard news. Congratulations to Scotty Stevens. He's going to have a boy.
Oh, they're
going to
awesome.
Have a baby. And, you know, not only Greenberg is awesome, now you're going to have a boy. Oh, no, wait, a girl. What's pink? What is it? When
girl.
Okay, that's pink. They're gonna
gender
have a girl.
Reveal party.
Gender reveal party. What was your, when you revealed your gender when you were 18, how did that go over?
I just looked down.
Oh. Did your family?
The whole family was there. Surf Jack's pilot wants to know what the snow forecast for the next couple weeks is for Mount Bachelor. Okay. Where is Mount Bachelor?
Mount Bachelor's
in Refresh
Oregon.
My memory.
Well, they had a storm this weekend, finally.
Okay.
And then apparently the jet stream is supposed to dip here next week.
Good.
I know there's some storms coming in. It's been dry. We're in a dry pattern.
Good snow is what you're saying.
It's coming.
Adam Metzart.
Yep.
Wants to know your best memory of 2019.
Ooh. Best memory.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to say, can I speak from the heart? Can I be a little cheesy?
Yeah, right.
Getting back together with my girlfriend, making it official.
Wait, you broke up with her?
We broke up, but we got back together. That was early in the year.
Oh.
Maybe that was 2019. I take that back.
Hmm.
It's still a great memory.
What was my best memory of 2019?
Seeing her this morning after drying off after the shower.
We're in 2020.
So far, that's my best memory of 2020. Mm. She's really hot.
Mine is my son got a job.
Nice.
At Hanson's next door.
Awesome.
Best memory of 2019.
Rhino858 has a question.
What's that?
Are you ready for Texas to come
yes,
in and represent
we
in the
are.
Mass? Rhino's coming in adventure Rhino. IO style. We got a would you rather from California Mud Motors.
What's he got?
Would you rather? God, his would you rather is so long.
So extended.
Shorten these up, but we're going to get to this one right now. Would you rather your kids rip at shortboarding and get enough to be on tour, but you can only stand up foil for the rest of your life? Or your kids make it to SLS Park Series Dew Tour level, but you can only ride an electric skateboard for the rest of your life?
I just ride the electric skateboard.
I want them to skate and surf. I want them to do it at a level where they can have fun. I don't really care, or I don't really want them to be competing.
You ever ridden an electric skateboard? It's really
yeah.
fun.
It's not as fun as a Super 73 electric bike.
Booyah!
Todd, my lifelong dream of dating an L.L. Bean catalog model has come true.
I didn't realize she was in L.L.
Yeah.
Bean. Whoa!
Yeah, 1997. Shout out, Carolyn. We got a message from Los Angeles Surf.
Okay.
And they're trying to raise money for suits and boards and stuff. And we wanted to mention them because they do a group called Courage Camps. They bring at-risk youth surfing. That's awesome. Follow at Los Angeles Surf.
And also, I will piggyback on that with my friend Chris Roach has a foundation called the Revert Foundation up in Tahoe, where they take kids that are maybe not coming from the best families or in situations where they could really use an extracurricular activity to
yep.
take their mind off of the crappy situations that they're in. So what the Revert Foundation does is it brings them up on the hill, gets them lift tickets, they go up to Boreal, and they go and play at Woodward and go be in the snow. And just gives them a break from maybe a not-so-sweet life.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Got a question from two questions from Jen Wang.
Okay.
Have myself or Todd, have you seen the new Batwoman TV series?
No,
do you have any thoughts on it?
No, but I believe. No, wait. I thought Zoe Kravitz is playing Catwoman.
Lenny Kravitz.
No, Zoe, his daughter.
Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz
is
not playing
musician.
Catwoman. Anyway, no, I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either. I'll watch it, though. I'm more. Would you say, are you more of a DC guy or a Marvel guy?
I kind of like these independent ones, like The Boys and like The Watchmen. And I guess Watchmen's technically DC. DC?
Yeah, I would say I'm more of a Marvel guy. And then she has a second question. This is a serious one.
DC's darker.
Jen Wang listened to an interview about BMXer pushing back on the lasting effects of CTE brain injuries, mm-hmm. wondering if there's any skepticism from the boarding community.
No, there's definitely not.
Yeah,
we all know it exists. Everybody knows, yeah. A lot of us that are in snowboarding that have done it professionally have all been touched by it in some form or another, like myself. You know, I've definitely hit my head. Also, you know, Kevin Pierce, good friend of ours, he had a TBI, you know, traumatic brain injury. Like that basically is, you know, Kevin's different now. He's been changed forever by hitting his head really hard. And it's real.
Wear a helmet.
There's no skepticism there.
Yeah, wear a helmet. I mean, that's... I don't want to sound crass.
But do it.
But wear a helmet.
But be that. All right. Well, that was a great podcast.
We had our best of the year.
So far.
Hands down. Yes. Thank you guys for listening.
Thanks, John Wayne Freeman, for coming on.
Yeah, we'll
Can't
be back.
Can't wait to see that Wednesday. We'll see you next week.
Oh, yeah, with a special guest.
Who?
Rhino 858.
Oh, that's right.
All right.
Shit.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.